Hey everyone, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And we are super excited to be celebrating our 10-year anniversary this year. And so for our 10-year anniversary, we wanted to do something kind of cool, kind of different, kind of special, kind of limited, and all that combined. And so what we came up with this year is we came up and I wanted to come up with something useful, but yet different, practical, yet kind of unique. And I don't know, I think that I've done that, but you know, some people might not appreciate it, but I think it's pretty cool. And what it is a pocket knife. Now, we have sold knives in the past that are cool and everything, but they have this thing called a liner lock, and you actually have to get your finger kind of close to the blade and by the blade to put the knife back down in its handle. And so we wanted to do something that we are calling our blind-friendly knife. Actually, it's just a people-friendly knife because it's a knife that is very easy to close and you never have to get your finger close to the blade. But the other thing about this knife that makes it very special is we wanted to do something kind of cool and different. And so we found a company that would actually engrave on the blade different sayings from the Harbaugh Company over the years. So these are sayings that I've come up with that I've said maybe over the years, or maybe it's something that I live by, and every blade is engraved with a different saying. Now, unfortunately, you can't do Braille on a blade, so these are engravings that you can't necessarily feel, but you can scan it with your phone and it will read it that way. There is also another way I'll get to here in a minute that I'm doing this to let everybody know what their knife that they get says. Now, these are very limited. We only have about 22 of these for sale, something like 22. I think we had like 25 made, and we're giving one away. We're auctioning off one. We kept one. And so what it came down to, I think there's about 22 that are left for sale. Now, this brand of knife is called Ascendcut. Now, there is a knife brand out of, like, most knife brands from China are not really respected because they're just not really good quality. There is only one knife brand made in China that is super well respected in the knife community and is super quality, super expensive knives. Now, that brand is called Wi Knives. Now, the cool thing about Wi Knives that correlates with the Harbaugh Company is that they were also started in 2014, just like us. So their motto is making it better since 2014, which is a really cool motto. And I feel like we've made a little bit of a better change to the community since 2014. So that really resonated with me. And so that is why I kind of chose to go with this knife. But Wi Knives has a couple of different companies underneath it. One of them is called Civivi, and one of them is called Ascendcut. Now, these are basically the same company. Their knives are just a little bit different. Just like you have Nissan and then you have Infiniti, they're the same company. Infiniti is the higher end of Nissan, even though Nissan makes a great car. So this is kind of the same thing with Wi Knives. Now, the very, very top knives of Wi Knives are very expensive, and I'm talking $300 plus. The Civivis are kind of the middle tier line, and the Ascendcuts are kind of the, I would say, entry level line. But the thing is that even though the Ascendcuts are an entry level line, the Ascendcut quality is better than a lot of knife company qualities out there. Even though they might be the standard quality or the entry level into Wi Knives, they are still better than a lot of other knife companies out there. And it doesn't mean the quality has suffered or anything, because I have a Wee knife, I have a Civivi, and now I have these Sin Cuts. And to be honest with you, I can look at all the knives and I can't really tell a whole lot of difference. The Wee knife has a titanium handle, which that makes it expensive. But other than that, the quality is still superb. And I think with the Wee knives on the blade steel, they use some really, really expensive steel. But even with the Sin Cut, they still use a really good blade, because I have a Sin Cut that one of these exact ones, and I've been using it for months and I still haven't had to sharpen it. It just stays sharp all the time, and it's a very nice blade. So we got these Sin Cuts in, and they are called a Sin Cut Watauga. And the cool thing about this, they are even more limited because this model has been discontinued. So you can no longer get this model. And this is a really nice knife. I have one right here. I'm looking at it. But the cool thing is that they are limited because they are discontinued, but they're also limited because we have different sayings engraved on the blade. So for instance, there might be, I'll just use this as an example. You know, we have a saying on our saying on our website is a little something for everyone. So your blade might say something like that. But there's like, I came up with like 25 different sayings, and every one is different. So literally, you will not get two of the same knife. The knife itself, we do have the same ones of those, but the actual engraving on the blade is completely different. And so let's talk about these knives. Now, these are pocket knives. You can slip them in your pocket and carry them. They do have a pocket clip on them. You could also use these just by sliding them in your pocket without clipping them on. Or you could just, you know, have it by your table like I do next to my table when I'm opening up packages. Everybody uses a knife. Everybody needs a knife to be able to open up packages from us or packages from anyone else. And so what I love about this is such a cool knife. Number one, the quality. Number two, the way it opens. So there are actually three different ways you can open this knife. This is called a button knife, a button lock knife. And so all the knives in the past that we've sold, like I said, you had to get your finger kind of in the way of the blade to close it. This one, you don't. So there is a button on the side of the handle toward the top. Now, these are not automatics, so don't freak out. These are not switch blades or anything like that. But there is a button at the top of the handle. The way these are designed for a right-handed person, I don't think you can swap these to the left side, but maybe you can. Actually, you might be able to. It does look like there are some holes on both sides, so you might be able to swap the clip to the other side if you wanted to use this as a lefty. But you could still use it as a lefty the way it is, but you would put this in your right pocket is the way it would be carried. But you could actually put it in your left pocket too that way. So I guess it could work either way. Just up to you. But the clip, if I'm holding this in my right hand, the handle that I'm looking at, the blade will be facing to the left. There is a button at the top of that handle. At the back side of the handle is where the clip is. The pocket clip. Now, when you put this in your pocket, it does do tip down. So that means when you pull it out of your pocket, it's just in a more comfortable position to open it up and you don't have to turn it around or whatever. So I do like the tip down way that it clips. But the button, if you push that button in, it kind of basically releases the blade, and then you can just flip the blade out. And then as you're flipping it out, just let up on the button, and now the blade is locked in place. So that's one way. And then to drop the blade back into the handle, just press the button. The blade falls right back down in the handle. So that's a really safe knife. You're not going to get your finger anywhere close to the blade. It's very easy to open, very easy to let it close. The other way it has a flipper on the right side of it, opposite where the blade comes out. There is a little piece that sticks out. It is notched. You can get your finger on that and just flip it out. So very cool there. And then to let it back down, press the button, drops back down on the handle. So just press down on the flipper, flips it right out, press down on the button, drops it back down on the handle. And then finally, there is a third way. There is actually a groove cut into the blade on both sides. You can actually take and pull the blade out if you want with your fingers, or you can take your thumb, put it in that groove, and flick it out just like that. And then to drop it back down on the handle, just press the button and it drops back down. So this is super smooth the way it comes out, super smooth the way it goes down. And I love this. If you are a fidgeter like me, this is nice and fun just to fidget with and just do this. I am just a fidgeter. I have to be fidgeting with something, and this makes a good fidget tool. This also makes a decent self-protection tool. Ladies out there, or men, you could use this for protection if you wanted to. It does have a pretty pointy blade, and it is a nice sharp blade, so be careful. So you could use it for self-protection if you wanted to. But I think it's just great as using it like a knife should be used to cut things or to fidget with. I love to fidget with this thing. All right, so we're going to have a couple different choices for you for this. We're going to have it in a G10 steel, and that's a textured steel black handle. And then there's a G10 natural handle. Now, the natural color handle actually ends up being like a jade green. So it's a really pretty handle. It's a really cool color. Or if you just want to go with black, then you can go with black. The blade is a stonewashed blade, so that means it won't show scratches as bad as a, like if it was just a polished mirror blade, if you scratched it, the blade would really show those scratches well. But if it's stonewashed, it already has kind of a little bit of a buffing to it, so it's not super bright and shiny. And so if you get a scratch on it, it doesn't hurt it one bit, and you can't really hardly even see it. Now, this knife is not a humongous knife. It fits my hand really well. I have pretty small hands, and when I am holding it, I actually have, there is a little bit of a piece of the handle at the bottom sticking out even when my hand is on it with my four fingers. So if you have a big hand, this will work fine. If you have a small hand like mine, it will work fine as well. And when this is flipped out, where the blade is flipped out, that flipper becomes a blade guard. So now if I'm holding this handle, that little flipper piece actually protects my finger from slipping up onto the blade and cutting myself. So that's pretty cool the way that works. That acts as kind of a little hilt to keep it from your finger from getting cut with the blade. And the handle is a nice ergonomic handle. It's got a very comfortable feel to it. It's got a very comfortable hold to it. The blade on this is a G2 steel, which is a really, really good quality steel blade. Sharpens up real nice. It comes out of the box really, really sharp. So be careful, but it's really, really slicey and it's a good cutter. And then the blade and the back of the blade down toward where the handle and the blade meet, there is a little etch, little cutouts. They call it jipping. There's some jipping there that you could actually put your thumb on, and it'll keep your thumb from sliding if you need to, like, whittle. If you wanted to whittle a piece of wood or something like that, you can put your thumb up there, and it kind of sets on that little jipping is basically like etching or little notches cut out of the back of the blade, so your thumb's not going to slip, and it's going to provide a good hold for you. So this knife has so much going. This knife looks like a $300 plus knife. That is the long and the short of it. This is no worse than the $300 knife that Wee Knife sells, other than it doesn't have a titanium handle. So, you know, that's like, the quality is just on point with this. It's great quality. Great quality knife. Really cool thing behind the knife with the saying on engraved on the blade. Everyone is different. Once they're gone, they're gone. These are discontinued. We can't get them anymore. And so that's it. Now, you are going to get with this knife a really nice fur-lined pouch that zips up so you can store it in if you want. You're also going to get a polishing cloth with it. And another thing that we did is every one of these that we sell will come with a flash drive, a USB flash drive, that will include a description of your knife. It will also include a special message from us, and special message regarding our 10th anniversary. And it will also include a description of actually what you're saying on your knife blade is. So I will tell you on the flash drive what your knife blade says. You can also use Scene AI. So if I was to take my phone here, let me grab my phone. Where is it? I don't know where my phone is. Let's see. Okay. Oh, fell on the floor. Okay, grab my phone here. If I go Scene AI and the blade is open, I can scan it. And it says, celebrating 10 years of excellence. That's what mine says. That's the one I kept for myself. So it reads it very easily. Scene AI reads it very easily, but I also have it on the flash drive. I tell you exactly what it says. I tell you the meaning behind it, why I came up with it, that kind of thing. So there's story behind it. So that's what you're going to get. You're going to get files that describe the knife. You're going to get a file that tells you what the saying is on your knife and the story behind it. You're also going to get a special message from us, the Harbaugh Company, or me, the Harbaugh Company. And you're going to get all that inside your package. You're also going to get a limited edition Harbaugh Company business card that they are made out of aluminum. So the 10-year anniversary is called the aluminum anniversary. And so we thought it'd be cool to include a limited edition aluminum Harbaugh Company business card in the package with your knife. So that is what you're going to get. Also, everyone that purchases a knife will be entered into a drawing, and we will draw to see who wins our ultimate Wee Knife package. And that ultimate Wee Knife package will include a special 10-year anniversary Wee Knife t-shirt, extra large. It will include a brass, solid brass coin. Now, this brass coin, you could only get this if you bought a Wee Knife product within a certain amount of time. So this is a collectible solid brass coin that is in a little capsule. It's encapsulated, and it has the Wee Knife logo on it. And the logo says, you know, making it better since 2014. And it's got some other engravings and stuff on there. So it's a two-sided coin, really nice solid brass coin. So you're going to get the t-shirt. You're going to get the brass coin, and you're also going to get, we're going to include a really cool bamboo tray that we had made up with the Harbaugh Company logo engraved and etched into the bamboo. And this bamboo tray will sit up on your desk, your dresser. It can hold your wallet, your change, your jewelry, whatever you want to put up there. And it also has a way that you can run some cables from a charger. up there into and charge your phone and just store all kinds of stuff. So it has the Harbaugh Company logo engraved or etched into it, which is really cool, or the, you know, Harbaugh Company etched into it. So you're going to get that. You're going to get the coin and the T-shirt. And all you have to do is purchase one of our 10th anniversary knives. You can purchase one of the buck knives. You can purchase the one of the one of the kind with the sayings, different sayings engraved in the blade. Any of those you purchase, one entry per person, you will automatically be entered in to win that little package of merch. And we'll send that out to the person. So after we sell all these things, we will draw a name randomly and send that person out this little package of merch. So hope everybody, I know everybody's going to love that. And that is all you have to do to get entered. Just purchase one of those knives. So that is that. That's what you'll get entered into. So you get a choice of the black G10 textured handle or the natural G10 steel textured handle, which is kind of a jade green. And every one of them we will pick at random. We will just go in and grab one out of the box and send it to you. So we have no idea which one we're picking as far as the saying goes, but all of them I think are pretty cool. And I think all the sayings are pretty neat. And I think you'll appreciate it. So you get the knife, you get the fur-lined textured pouch, or the fur-lined zippered pouch, really nice pouch. You get the polishing cloth. I think there might be some stickers in there from Wee Knives. You'll get the flash drive with the different files and descriptions on them. You will get the aluminum Harbaugh Company limited edition business card, and you will get entered into a chance to win the prize package, which is the coin, the T-shirt, and the buck knife with our main logo saying on it. So, all right, guys, these are brand new, of course, in the box, and I hope you guys appreciate these as much as I appreciated trying to come up with these and getting them all made and specially engraved and everything. I think everybody's going to love them. Like I said, we only have about 22 of them to sell. Once they're gone, they're gone. Limited edition 10th anniversary Harbaugh Company pocket knives. And very safe to use. Like I said, button lock to release the blade. You don't have to get your finger anywhere close to the blade. Also make a great fidgeting tool. I love them. If you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. And as always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time. And thanks for a great 10 years. Transition, 23 minutes, pause, rewind, 15 seconds, dim, play, button, fast forward, 15 seconds, done, button.